From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Noah Adams. Mixing elements of different traditions happens all the time. Chefs call it fusion cooking. Academics call it postmodernism. Here is a singer who calls it simply music.
My name is Edith McCormack, and I'm from the island of Lewis, which is a small island off the northwest coast of Scotland. And I've just recently released my debut solo CD, which is called Enyimul, which means the edge. And that leads me to MacCrimmon. MacCrimmon was a piper from the clan MacCrimmon. They were a great clan of pipers. But unfortunately, Patrick MacCrimmon, he had a premonition that he was going to die in battle before he went to battle, and he actually wrote this particular melody. So he went into battle, and this is true, he didn't come back that particular time. And this song was then built up around the tune that he had left. It's probably got a sort of urban industrial feel to it in the way that we sort of looked at the arrangement of it, but that's just a personal feeling. I mean, it is very much the type of song that would have been played from the tops of the castle ramparts on the pipes. You will hear a sort of knocking sound in MacCrimmon. There is a verse that says, you know, the boats will not be still, and the sea knows that MacCrimmon will never return. So we've sort of been playing with calling sounds that would represent the sea and would represent the boats being moored on the shore. There is a lot of my family on it because I found recordings in the house. It must have been the first time that we ever got a hold of a tape recorder, because there's, on this one particular tape, there was my mum speaking poetry and my dad singing some songs, and I got a hold of it myself, and I decided to recite some poems that I obviously like, Robert Louis Stevenson poems. So there's all little snippets of that that we've incorporated into the song, and that's the sort of tail out. One of my favourite songs in the album is the first song, Vihkiri. It's a song that was written for a sister, for a brother who had drowned at sea. She sort of vocalises in it the thoughts that many people have but maybe don't express because they'd find them to be very upsetting, such as she says she can imagine his white teeth being smashed against the rocks and his hair tangled in the seaweed. These are very, very strong images for a sister to actually sit down and express. And I think the melody of the song and the, you know, the words, I think they're very powerful. And I think the melody and the calling, the lamenting in it is very evident.
Oh,
Kachit mika karik saduga guifuar. Maraha is a song that was written by a woman who was called Mari Vór na Noran, which means Big Mary of the songs. And she was a woman who lived in the 19th century, and she was quite a political woman. She was kept in jail for one period of her life because she didn't like what was happening in her native Skye and was speaking out against it. I think she felt that people were being quite downtrodden on because there was a lot of situations where the landowners were treating the people very badly, and she felt at this point that the people were going to take control themselves, have new leaders within the different clans, and therefore changes were going to come that were going to be good. When I went into the studio, I went in with a sort of blank copybook as to how I was going to structure the songs. I wanted to use traditional elements, and therefore the songs would go down in their natural format, but also introduce modern instruments such as drum machines and use that in the arrangements, but to make sure that the songs still remain true to the original versions.
Singer Aileith McCormick, she was born and raised on the Isle of Lewis off the west coast of Scotland. The title of her new CD is An Imel, The Itch.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.